The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to The Financial Symphony. We appreciate your being with us today. Of course, as always on this show, we feature creative financial partners. And our two creative financial partners today are Tim Croak and Rob Davis, your financial consultants. Always good to be with you guys, and looking forward to today's show.
Yeah, me too. It's nice to be here, Rob.
Yeah, great to be here.
800-373-9715 is your number to call if you'd like to make an appointment to get in touch with these guys. Make an appointment to come in and have a conversation about your financial situation. 800-373-9715. They have helped so many people over the years get ready for a restful, relaxing, stress-free retirement where you don't have to worry about outliving your money. That is everybody's number one fear. You don't want to run out of money while you're still here, and they can help you make sure that you don't do that. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. That will allow you to make an appointment to come into the office and have a conversation about your situation. Let's talk about the last decade, and by that I don't mean the last decade of your life. I mean the last decade of regular employment before you retire. So let's lay out some priorities to focus on during your last decade of earning a paycheck. Guys, I would imagine that one thing near the top of your list might be getting healthy and staying that way because, you know, we all have to deal with medical issues as we get later on in life.
Yeah, Ron, that's a big one, and that's one almost everyone has to deal with on some level, you know, in retirement is both healthcare, you know, managing it for yourself and try to pay for it. So one of the things you could do, you know, if you're 10 years out for retirement or even more is, you know, start thinking of those things. It might be time to start taking a serious look and having a conversation with your doctor and going in to do your physical that you haven't done in a couple of years and have them run your numbers. And, you know, it might be time to start seriously thinking about your health and how that is going to affect your lifestyle now and then your lifestyle when you're retired. Because retirement used to be a really short period of time, you know, after folks retired. But now it's almost like people are starting a whole new life in retirement. And so when you're entering that phase of your life, being healthy is a big component of being happy. So anything you can do now to help yourself later is definitely a good thing to consider and start doing and getting serious about.
Yeah, I think it's more important than the finances. I really do. And I've been through so many processes with people, and I've watched them, you know, as they have aged and have watched their money grow. And unfortunately, I lost both parents relatively young, and my mom was 56, my dad was 69, and he just retired, but he certainly did not live long enough to enjoy his retirement. And both of my parents were world-class warriors, and they really grinded their way through life. And one of the things that we try to teach people is you need to relax and enjoy the journey so you get there to the end of the line with some health. We guarantee you the money's going to be there. And so it's like if we can put you on a train in Toledo and put it towards Miami, Florida, you know, for a long 30-year vacation. And so the only thing you got to worry about is getting to Miami. And what we want to be able to do is say, look, this train is really secure. Sit back, enjoy the trip, because once you hit southern Florida, it's going to be all sunshine and tropical breezes, and there's no use in worrying about the trip. So when you get there, you're all tense about it, and you know you have worried yourself into health problems.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, stress is a killer. I mean, to put it bluntly, stress is just one of the worst things in the world, and we all want to be relaxed and happy and not have to lay awake at night worrying about, you know, whether we're going to be able to hold on and be able to have enough money to last. Another topic that's much more pleasant to talk about, I would assume, is during that last decade before you decide to retire, you ought to be determining what you want to do with all that free time that you're about to have.
Well, you don't want to, you know, again, worry. And it should be something that going into retirement, you're taking the yoke off and you are freeing yourself to kind of spread your wings and do the things that you want to do and gear yourself towards whatever your passions happen to be. And if you have kept your passions inhibited throughout your whole life, then that's a pretty long journey. But you always want to have them very close to the surface. So as you get into retirement, it's a very easy step to start doing those type of things more and more, regardless of what your passions are. You need to bring those to the surface, because I think that that really is who you truly are. And that's where you're going to want to spend your time.
Yeah, the whole life after retirement really is just that. It's a whole new life, and a lot of people, you know, they'll take a hard right turn from whatever they were doing for every day for all those years. It's time to finally, you know, not necessarily sit on the couch and watch The Price is Right all day. It's time to do the things that, you know, you've always wanted to do and either never had the money to do or never had the time to do. All of a sudden, if you do it right, you're going to have both. And, you know, what things that you like to do, you know, there's a lot of folks that like to travel. There's a lot of folks that like to take trips, to see family, to see friends, and just do the things they've never had time to do before. And those things usually happen in the first 5 or 10 years of retirement, is when people really start to get into that and spend more money on travel and spend more time with the families and the kids that they never had time to before. And so if that's you know, if that's important to you, then that's important to us. And it's important to us to make sure you can attain it, and also so we can factor it into your, you know, retirement plan and your budget and everything else that goes along with doing all the fun stuff.
We're talking about things that you should think about during your last decade before you retire. And another item is, a lot of people, you know, retire from one job and then they don't just stay completely retired. They want to work in some capacity, maybe something that they really enjoy doing. So I would say that, you know, you need to start thinking about what kind of a post-retirement job you might have.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, look at retirement as you know, the chance to do something for either part-time or full-time that they've always wanted to do. And that might be a part-time job somewhere. That might be working on a golf course. That might be volunteering at the library. A lot of folks take the opportunity to actually start their own business. So something they've always had a passion for, or always maybe done on the side or not seriously, you know, all of a sudden in retirement, you've got enough time to focus on the things you really want to do. And a lot of folks take the time to make a business out of it. And that's really cool too, to see folks take that step and become successful in their second career, you know, after they've officially, you know, quote unquote, retired from their job all of these years.
Yeah, I've actually got a fraternity brother that is a business executive. By any measure, he is very successful, but he can't wait till the day he can retire from that job and go work at Home Depot. And, you know, he loves the idea of working there, probably working for minimum wage, but he knows that store better than the people who work there now. And he loves the idea of giving advice on home projects and things. And that's just something that would be very fun to him. And it's also one of those thought process things that lets him get through the grind of the day to day, because he knows what he's heading for. And he's one of those guys that is legitimately going to end up going to Home Depot, getting a job, and being deliriously happy for the rest of his life.
If you would like to make an appointment and come in and have a conversation about these topics and a lot of other interesting things in leading up to your retirement, then here's the number to call, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you directly in touch with Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants serving all of northwestern Ohio, whether you're in Toledo, Perrysburg, doesn't matter. Go ahead and make that phone call. And, of course, it's a toll-free call, 800-373-9715. Your financial symphony number, 800-373-9715. Tim Croak and Rob Davis on the show today. My name is Ron Stutz, and we've talked about how you should get healthy and stay healthy, determine what you want to do with all your free time you'll have in retirement, start thinking about a post-retirement career if you want that, and also, at this stage of your life, you're probably in your 50s, I guess, take advantage of opportunities to save more, right, guys?
Yeah, there's a pretty good list of things that you can do in the last, like you said, in the last approximately 10 years before you retire. And really the last 10 years, you know, you'll kind of feel it because, like you said, likely in your 50s and you'll be looking ahead and all of a sudden you can, unfortunately you couldn't do when you were young, but you know what 10 years feels like. And when you project yourself out, you'll start to get the feeling of, hey, I need to get serious about this. And so there's several things you can do to help catch up in those 10 years. You know, one of those is catch-up provisions. So as soon as you attain a certain age, you know, the government says, gosh, you're getting close. We'll let you guys put a little more into your retirement accounts, defer a little more now for later because of your age and you're getting so close to retirement. So that's one thing that you want to at least look at, if not, you know, certainly take advantage of. You know, the other thing comes from just cash flow, because the 5 or 10 years before retirement, you're probably making more in your career than you've ever made. Your expenses might actually be lower. You know, maybe your house is paid off. Maybe you've got kids out of the house. Maybe you're done with the weddings and the college and the whole deal, and you've got some more money to work with. And so if any of those situations, you know, match what you're feeling right now or what you want to start doing, you know, let us know. And we'd be happy to let you know, your different options with your retirement accounts at work, your personal retirement accounts and other investment accounts that you'd have access to with the, you know, potentially some extra money you have each month.
You know what, though, Ron, you were pointing out, you know, through the course of this discussion that if this is the area that we call a retirement red zone, that 10 years before you retire, and that there's really specific issues that you do need to pay attention to, and things that are not normal or things that you would think about automatically, like staying healthy and what you want to do with your free time and, you know, what are the most effective ways to save a little bit more. But really, in the course of our discussions, we bring all of those things up. And I'll give you a great example, because I had three ladies in the office last night, and they're sisters. They're taking care of their mother, who happens to be 91 years old. And so they're trying to manage her finances, and it is disorganized, to say the least. And once upon a time, the mother had a lot of money, but through the course of time, that money was eroded as she needed more and more care. And so they were laying things out to me, like what the issues were that they were facing, because they were talking to a tax guy and getting tax advice. They were talking to an investment guy to try to get a handle on that. They've got an insurance person. They've talked to someone that does estate planning. And, you know, all of that, though, was totally done separately. There was no coordination among any of those things. And so it's like taking a look at an elephant. And, you know, if people like can look at just one small part of that elephant, how are they going to describe it? And, you know, one person might describe the trunk being, you know, long and narrow. And another one might take a look at the legs saying, hey, they're short and squat and round. And one is going to take a look at the body saying, oh, my God, it's immense. It's like a giant wall. And another one's going to look at the tail and say, no, it's small and thin and wispy. But realistically, you need to have someone that takes a look at the whole elephant, the whole picture, to make sure that all of those issues that I mentioned are coordinated together. Doing that for this lady and for her daughters would have brought them a lot of productivity and a lot of peace if they would have done it right away. And, you know, at the end of the discussion, I laid out some things that we needed to talk more about and some of the goals. And one of the sisters stopped the discussion right there, and she said, you know what, Tim? She goes, we need a financial advisor. In fact, we've needed a financial advisor for a long time. And instead of just sitting down and committing to that process and having those discussions, we went off on all these little tangents thinking that we could just take care of these little things instead of looking at the big picture. And I think she was really right. And a lot of people are in that situation. But those are the people, Ron, that need to give us a call right now, so we can start that conversation.
All right, and I'll give you that number again in just a moment here, but just a couple of other quick ones I wanted to mention here. One thing that you need to think about during that last decade of employment before you retire, make sure you retire debt-free or at least as close to it as you can. And also, this is a good time to reduce the risk in your portfolio, and I know that you guys feel very strongly about both those issues.
Yeah, those are certainly two important issues, and they're both part of our, you know, like Tim said, our overall comprehensive plan, our money map process that we'll walk you through. You know, retiring debt-free is a big deal for a lot of people, and that's definitely something we look at. And, you know, the whole risk in the portfolio thing is definitely something we need to talk about on an individual basis, but it's super important. And like I said, that is part of the overall comprehensive service that we offer here. We have investment advisors, we have attorneys, we have accountants, and all sorts of folks on staff that can help with all of these issues. And like Tim said, really look at your whole financial picture, not just parts of it.
All right. Well, here's the number that you can call to make an appointment and come in and have a conversation with these guys. Tim Croak and Rob Davis and all the creative financial partners are ready to help you. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Doesn't matter where you are in northwestern Ohio, they can certainly help. You can go to the website if you like. That is cfpohio.com, cfpohio.com. But again, that phone number for immediate results, you can call, leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, 800-373-9715. One more time, 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak. And there's more coming up.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Hello there. I'm Ron Stutz along with the amazing Mark Lloyd. Always fun to be on this show with you, Mark.
You know, this is the funnest time I have sitting here talking to you and answering some of the questions from our folks out there, especially when financial talk tends to be stressful. We want to take the stress out of that.
Yeah, we do. And, of course, what makes it fun for both of us is the fact that we always make this musical connection. And let's talk about some songs and memories of our past today. I don't know how deeply we want to get into this because because our wives are listening.
But, that's funny.
But, Mark, for some people, music can be very closely related to specific memories. I don't know about you, but I hear a song and it takes me back to a certain time and a certain place.
You know, there are some songs that I might hear come on the radio today,
uh-huh.
and I immediately go back in time and I think of the past.
Yeah,
I do
sure.
think of memories.
Yeah.
I'll give you one for an example. The first good set of speakers I got.
Oh, all right.
You know, I always had whatever the manufacturer put in the car, that's what I had, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like 16, 17 years old, and I saved up some money. I was bussing tables. I saved up some money, and I got my first set of Pioneer speakers.
Okay.
And
wow.
the song I remember playing loud on those Pioneer speakers was Eddie Money, Baby Hold On.
Oh, really?
And then here's my last one. You ready?
Okay. All right.
I wrecked that car.
Oh, man.
And Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever was playing when I wrecked the car.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Of all the songs to be stuck in your head, Cat Scratch Fever. Well, I got a few for you as well.
Okay.
Being in high school, every time I hear Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops. I think back to this. There was this girl I was dating, and it wasn't so much this particular girl that I was dating, but I remember borrowing my dad's car. I locked my keys inside the car. So at the end of the night, I had to get a friend to get a coat hanger and get in the car that way. And so that song always takes me
back.
So
you learned how to break in cars at an early age.
Yeah, but we were maybe 45 minutes later than we should have been leaving there. Because of all those problems.
You don't have to explain it to me. I'm cool. I'm good with it.
You've probably been there and done that. Well, and then the ultimate breakup song, it reminds me of other breakups that I've had in the past, is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
That is the ultimate.
Yeah.
That is the go-to breakup song for sure. You know, the backstory with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
You know, of course we have songs that take us back to specific times and specific places and specific people when we hear them. For some people, it can be the same thing with money. And Mark, I know that you've certainly dealt with enough people over the years that you can certainly handle that kind of similarity there and explain all that for us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we talk about all the time, we talk about volatility on this show, risk and volatility. How much risk should someone take? Well, folks, it is the risk and volatility of the market that grows the market. But at the same time, it needs to be balanced, you know, depend upon where you're at in your life. Not everybody can take the same amount of risk. Here's the most important fact. Not everybody listening out here needs to be taking a lot of risk. We see occasion after occasion all the time where folks have enough money saved. It's just as important to preserve money. So when I go back and I look at times where people can relate what was happening to their money, you got to go back to 2001. You got to go back to the time when 9/11 hit. And, you know, around that same amount of time was Enron. You know, there was a situation there where now we couldn't trust what was being reported, that the investors of Enron, you know, was thinking their stock was great and it wasn't worth the paper it was written on because they were lied to. And the same thing happened in 2008. In 2008, we had the credit crisis. Now we had banks all over the nation going out left and right, going out of business. Who would have ever thought 100-year-old companies going out of business? But that was the financial crisis because that was the real estate bubble. You know, when it comes to our retirement plan, we want to make sure that we prevent negative, bad things happening to you. That's our whole mission here on the Financial Symphony. Our whole mission is to show and teach you ways and educate you to what's available out here to protect you. But you know what? We're not going to put our heads in the sand and not try to grow the money. You got to grow the money. Why? Because we're living longer as a society. Why? Because cost of living is going to go up. And with a lot of the things that are happening right now with infrastructure, you know, with the talk of bringing jobs back to America, folks, that's going to mean higher prices for us. But if we have that built into our plan, we have that built into our retirement plan, then we can weather that storm. But if we don't have a plan, we're sitting out there blind right now, and we just sit here with our fingers crossed. Well, I hope I have enough money to live comfortably during retirement. Well, I hope you do too. But if you really want to know for sure, are you willing just to take, you know, an hour of your time, pick up the phone, give us a call, and let us do a complimentary review for you? There's always bubbles being formed in the investment world. And Wall Street doesn't, you know, you think Wall Street's learned from their past? Unfortunately, I don't. And you need to protect yourself as an investor. You need to protect yourself as a future retiree. If you're already retired, you need to protect yourself for the future because we're living longer as a society and you need to have your plan in place. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And we've come to the segment of the show that we call Getting to Know You. And so, guys, Rob, Tim, I know that our listeners want to know more about you guys. And I'm going to ask you a question about a car. If price was no object and you could get whatever kind of automobile that you wanted, I'll ask you first, Rob, what is your dream car?
Ron, I tell you what, this changes for me time to time because I'm kind of a car guy, so I really like one thing or I really like the other. You know, I read an article that said the DeLorean is coming back and they're going to start making it again. And this is a throwback from the 80s and the Back to the Future movies, but
yeah, yeah.
I would love to have one of those stainless steel DeLoreans with the doors that opened, you know, kind of like a spaceship, and I think that would be really cool. So for right now, at least this week, my dream car is the new DeLorean that's coming out.
I can see you driving one of those things right now. And
I don't know if I can, but I think it'd be pretty cool to have.
How about you, Tim? What would you want?
First of all, let me say that I think Rob is on drugs or some kind of mind-altering thing. He's not just a car guy. He is the car guy.
Yeah.
And he, like, his first car that he bought, I think, was a BMW, and he's had, like, 12 of those. Now he's got a Land Rover. He's got a beautiful antique Vette that is sitting in storage right now. So,
wow.
Yeah, don't let him get you too far down this whole DeLorean track. I don't think that he will – would ever lower himself to, you know, have a failure car like that.
Well, inquiring minds want to know, what is your dream car, Tim?
Well, as many of you who are listening out there would agree, my first car is the car I would like to get back. And I had a 1973 Mercury Comet GT that was an olive green with an air scoop on the hood and black racing stripes.
Yeah.
And I would love to have that one back. But, you know, the only one that I really, you know, I've had pretty good cars through the years and I've enjoyed it. I would like to do a Tesla and just see what it's like to not pay for gas for a while.
Yeah.
And see how that thing runs. And, you know, the issue is always going to be how you're going to power it up. And, you know, you got to look for Tesla stations and all that. But they're really slick and they're really fast. And so I've got a little bit of a romantic notion about them, and I wouldn't mind going down the Tesla road a little bit.
Well, I'm just really curious, since Rob is the car guy, what do you think of Teslas, Rob?
Man, I think they're cool. In fact, I'm afraid to go into one of those Tesla. I don't know if they're called dealerships or stores, what they call them, but I'm afraid to go in one of those Tesla places because I'm afraid I would get in one of those and I would really like one and I would start doing the math in my mind as far as what's it going to take for this to happen. So I think they're so cool, I kind of want to stay away from them.
Well, interesting thoughts for all of us about cars, dream cars, etc. And that's our Getting to Know You segment today on the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Tim Crunk and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We appreciate your being with us today. And if you're a regular listener to this show, you probably already have this number engraved on your brain. But if you're new to the show, let me give you the phone number so you can get in touch with Creative Financial Partners, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. And that's all it is, really, an informal conversation, kind of a getting-to-know-you session, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Toll-free call, your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. Call that number right now, or you can call at the end of the show, but go ahead and don't put it off any longer. Do it right now, 800-373-9715. We're going to talk about some basic rules of thumb on today's show. And, you know, there are lots of rules of thumb when it comes to financial planning and just about anything else in life. But I'm wondering how much, if at all, you can rely on these certain rules of thumb in financial planning. And, guys, I'd like to start with the rule of 100. How appropriate is that to use these days? And exactly what is it for the folks who might not know?
Yeah, Ron. So, you know, the rule of 100 is one of the older rules of thumbs, I suppose, in financial planning. And basically what it said was, you know, take 100 and subtract your age, and that's the amount of risk you have. So if you're 60 years old, You take 100 minus 60 equals 40. So 40 would be the, you know, amount of risk you should have in your portfolio. And traditionally that might have meant, you know, 40% stocks and 60% bonds. But, you know, that this is one of the rules that might not make the most sense right now just because of what we have going on in the fixed income markets and with interest rates, because, you know, right now a big chunk of your portfolio sitting in bonds or the wrong types of bonds could be a really bad thing if interest rates go up. And we've seen them spike, you know, since the election quite a bit. And for the first time, people are starting to see, really for the first time in 35 years, maybe, people are going to start seeing, you know, potentially a reduction, a significant reduction in the value of those bonds because of the significant potential increase in interest rates. And so, you know, the old rule of 100, 40% of your money in stocks and 60% of your money in bonds, and you'll never have any trouble, might not be the most applicable thing anymore. And it really requires a much deeper discussion into what your needs are, what your risk tolerance is, and really how much bumping around and risk you're willing to take. And that's one of the things that we, you know, pride ourselves on doing here, is having those conversations and really thinking and putting some thoughtful ideas together on how to grow the portfolio, how to generate income, how to make sure we don't run out of money someday. And so that rule of 100 sounds really good. It sounds really simple. Probably shouldn't bet the farm on it.
The rule just is antiquated and just really plain wrong. And it speaks to a simplification that happens in the industry that I really dislike. In some cases, I almost find criminal. And there's a big push on now, if you've seen commercials on TV and the radio, for robo-advisors, where you don't need any individuals as middlemen giving judgment, you know, based on your age and situation. This is how your assets should be allocated and how your investment should be done. And I ran into another advisor's business in town, and every time I run into this guy, he puts all of his clients in the exact same type of thing that uses that rule. And he's charging them 2% to do no work. He just puts them in that allocation model, and that's all that he does, and it just sits there. And unfortunately, it just doesn't make much money, and it's not very responsive to what their needs and wants are. And so I don't like rules of thumb anyway. And I think what you want to be able to do is think through every situation and make sure that people have got the specific investments that they ought to have, including even in retirement portfolios, you should have an amount of risk there because it's those risk investments that make more money.
Okay, well, let's move on to another rule of thumb here, and you're probably not going to like this one either, Tim.
I don't like it.
But, so I'll ask Rob, how about the 75% rule, Rob? What is it, and how appropriate is it to use today?
Yeah, I tell you what, this is one that I don't like either, because it's really, if we're doing our job as financial planners and advisors, which we do real well, you know, this is one that hardly ever applies to anybody. And, you know, it's unfortunate because the rule is once you retire, you'll need about 75% as much income as you earn while you're working. And unfortunately, that just doesn't apply to most folks, because when, you know, when people retire, their income needs change dramatically. It's not, you know, it's not like it used to be where, you know, you left work and all of a sudden your pension picked up right where your paycheck left off. You know, folks have a lot of different situations now. They want to do a lot of different things when they retire, and their expenses are a lot different because companies aren't paying for the health care and the pensions and those sorts of things like they used to. So this is probably one of the things we give the most attention to, is income planning. And I can tell you, it's rarely the 75% rule. When you actually do the hard work, you know, you meet with the client meets with the advisor. We spend a lot of time on this. We come up with a very thoughtful estimate on what income needs might be. And I'll tell you, Ron, it's rarely at that 75% level. For some folks, it's less. For some people, it's a lot more, especially in the first few years of retirement.
Yeah, you're going to do all the things that you wanted to do for a very long time, and that costs money, for sure.
It's time to play, baby.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you worked for, and you should be able to go at it a little bit. I agree with Rob.
Okay, well, we'll get back to the rules of thumb in just a moment, but I wanted to get off the subject here for a moment and ask you guys about a couple of things. But first, let me give you the phone number, 800-373-9715. Our listeners out there, here is your number to call to make an appointment to come in and talk with Creative Financial Partners, Tim Croak and Rob Davis on today's show. These guys are full of all kinds of good information, and they'll tell you what they think. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They'll tell you the way it is. 800-373-9715. Come in and have a conversation about your financial situation. Find out where you are. Assess it. And then you can get on the road to putting it together the way you want it for your retirement. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Rob, first of all, I wanted to ask you about a special designation. I know that both you guys are top-of-the-table members, but you are a member of the Million Dollar Roundtable. And that's pretty cool, but exactly what does it mean for the listeners who might not have heard that?
Yeah, so, you know, I've qualified in the past for a Million Dollar Roundtable, and I've also qualified, like you mentioned, for Top of the Table. And, you know, MDRT, or Million Dollar Roundtable, is something that's been around for a real long time. It was started in 1927, and, you know, it has expanded throughout the country and across the globe. And so it's an international association of, you know, insurance and financial professionals, and you have to meet certain requirements to get in the door and become a member. And, you know, we're really proud of our ability to do that, those of us here that have the, you know, the qualifications, ethical and financial and all kinds of qualifications you need to meet to become a member. And then within the Million Dollar Roundtable, there are segments, and the top of the table is actually the highest of those segments. And I know Tim and I have in the past qualified for that, and we're proud of that. And it's something we take seriously. And we're, like I said, we're real proud of.
That's really cool. And, Tim, I want to ask you a totally different question. And that is, here we are at the end of the year almost, and holiday season coming up and all that kind of thing. And I wanted to mention the book that you have that you wrote called The Light. What is that all about, and how do folks get it?
Yeah, well, most importantly, The Light would make a great Christmas present. So feel free to log on to BalboaPress.com and get a copy. In fact, give a copy to all of your friends, acquaintances, even your enemies, anybody that you can give it to. And we'll get our circulation up. This would surprise you to know, but really only about 20% of that book is about business or wealth management type of things at all. And part of the real proud things that we've got in our practice is that we put money and finance into perspective. And the other aspects of life we think are much more important. This just plays one of those cornerstone type of roles. And so in my book, I talk an awful lot about the other cornerstones, like commitment and family and the power of mentorship and coaching, and making sure that we as a society take the responsibility very seriously of lifting up each other. Because you can only lift yourself up so much, just you. But as a group of people, as a society, you know, coming together, we've got the ability to lift up each other. And you grow much more effectively in that type of a relationship growing process than you would individually. And if you take a look at the things that we've been able to accomplish as a society, it is astounding, especially in historical perspective. And so what I'm trying to do with the book is just remind people of some of those basics and really what the priorities are as we, you know, go through. And money is not the end all. Money is just a tool to get you to the end all. We're here to connect with other people in our relationships and experiences. And that is really what the true priority is. And so I try to point that out throughout that book in a lot of different ways.
Well, everybody keep that in mind for the holiday season, and I'm very serious about that. Tim Croak will tell you more about it if you come in for a meeting as well, and Rob Davis has a lot of interesting things to tell you, too. I got just a couple more rules of thumb here, and we'll run through these quickly here. The rule of five, which Tim is not going to like, the rule of five, and also the 4% rule. Guys, what do those mean? What are they, and are they relevant at all?
Yeah, you know, the rule of five, I'll take this one, Ron. The rule of five is just something that says, hey, about every, you know, on average, we expect a bear market, so, a market that decreases around 20% every 5 years. And if you do the math, and this is something that folks have a difficulty understanding, whether it's, you know, the rule of five or an average return on a mutual fund, is that, you know, these are just averages, and the averages are made up of a bunch of different numbers put together. And just because you're going to have a rule of five that says we have a bear market every 5 years, it certainly doesn't mean that every 5 years, every year that ends with a zero or five, we're going to have a bear market. It's just an average. Sometimes we'll go a long time without ever having a bear market, and then we'll have two or three in a row. And so it's just something to keep in the back of your mind. And like I said, just like an average return on a mutual fund, if someone's trying to say, hey, you need to buy this mutual fund, it averages 8% a year, and you buy it and it goes down 10% the first year, you know, don't be surprised. That 8% is an average over time. And what we're trying to do here is not sell you on an average return or have you bank on an average return. What we're trying to do is prepare you for no matter what happens, good, the bad, the ugly, and just make sure your portfolio and your assets are set up and balanced in a way where no matter what the sequence of returns is, you're protected and you're able to pull income and you're able to grow your portfolio in multiple different circumstances.
Well, what about the 4% rule? Anybody want to say anything about that?
I don't actually mind the 4% rule. Yeah. I think that might actually be a little bit of a guide that you can use. Here's where it goes wrong. And Rob was just talking about this a little bit. Every year, your portfolio is going to have aspects to it that are up and aspects that are break even, aspects that are down. And you always want to be in a position where you are selling from positions that are high, that you're not selling at a loss. And if you do that, what a good portfolio is going to get you is, over the course of time, should come close to a 9 or 10% average return. And so knowing that, it's going to be a matter of actually identifying which assets you want to start taking money from, be they dividends or capital gains, to be able to get that income. And so if you plan on 4%, I don't think you're ever going to be disappointed. There's always going to be some place for you to be able to get your money. Quite frankly, I'd be a little bit disappointed if that's all that you could get out of a portfolio. I think you really should plan on amounts that are higher than that. And if it's done right with a little bit of work and having someone stay on top of it, then I think getting substantially more than that is very realistic.
Okay. Well, there are lots of folks out there right now who are thinking about calling the number that I'm about to give to come in and have a conversation about their own retirement situation. What do you have to offer them?
We're going to have a one-hour appointment to be able to cover all of the issues that you're going to need for us to cover. We're a one-stop shop, so we do everything. Anything that we would work with you on is completely open. We've got a computer program called eMoney that once you're working with us, it coordinates all of your financial information from all of your accounts. So every bank account, checking account, investment account, pensions, even the value of your home is all on one website. And so you will have that at your disposal immediately so you can see your net worth every single day if you want to. And you're also going to have appointments with us on some kind of a regular basis. If you want to work together, we're going to do a very good job on keeping you updated. So with some people, that is once a quarter. With some people, it's once a year. But we enjoy having those meetings. We think they're very productive. And if you come in the office, Rob will show you his Land Rover, and he's very proud of it. And so you can kind of go out and, you know, get to know Rob a little bit. Maybe he'll take you for a ride around the parking lot.
Here we go with the cars again from earlier.
Or maybe he might have a DeLorean by then, you know.
Maybe so.
He might have a DeLorean.
The number to call, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. Seriously, 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's
Request Line.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, we always get questions on the Request Line. We got a good one today from Todd. And Todd says, I'm accepting an early retirement package that will include a substantial severance and a buyout of almost $150,000 of company stock. But now I'm suddenly concerned about the tax bill that I'm going to create when I get all of this money at one time. Is this a bad idea? What kind of advice do you have for me?
Everyone's situation is different. So you do need to sit down. If you have a CPA, sit down with your CPA. If you need some help or you need a referral, just, you know, we'd be more than happy to give you a referral for you know, a tax professional in your area. First of all, if it's a lucrative buyout, take advantage of it. I had one of my clients who came in last week. She got a buyout opportunity. It was just too good to be true. And, you know, so what are we doing? We know that there's going to be some tax liability, but you just plan around it. You take advantage of as many write-offs as you can. You take advantage if you're sitting there with some, you know, different losses maybe down the, you know, that you've had through the years that we can take advantage of, or maybe it's a situation where we just take advantage of some tax credits, you know, doing some home improvements and putting some energy efficient windows in there in your house. You know, you can get a tax credit for that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're a charitable minded person and maybe this is the time that you make a charitable contribution because of this windfall that you're getting. And there's maybe a charity that's near and dear to your heart. And this is an opportunity to take advantage of that. I mean, there's different strategies that you can do, but I would highly recommend, Todd, that if it is a lucrative situation and you're having an opportunity to take advantage, you know, and the key words there was substantial severance, then I would take advantage of it. You know, chances are down the road, taxes are only going to get higher. So, you know, I'd rather take the tax hit now and be done with it. You know, that way we kind of know where we're at and not have to gamble and speculate that Congress changes the rules. And they don't have necessarily have to have a tax increase to do that. Sometimes it's just you lose a deduction. Sometimes you lose a write-off. Something that minor could end up a major impact on someone in their taxes. Now, having $150,000 in company stock in one stock, that's not good. Now's the time to diversify. Matter of fact, I try to have this rule of thumb, no more than 5% of a client's assets in one stock. Anything above and beyond that, you're gambling with your financial future. You want to have diversification. Even if it's been a good stock, you can have some of it, but you still need to diversify because that's the highest risk you can have is to have all of your eggs in one basket. That's why we talk about safe money, you know, having some money that's all about interest and dividends, having some money that's about growth, creating income in different ways so that you can pick and choose and customize where the income comes from. And that's why it's important to sit down and seek the advice of a professional who knows how to manage risk, manage money, manage income, and manage taxes and manage retirement. And that's what we do here. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your tax taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Crook and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners, CFPOhio.com. CFPOhio.com. Go to that website, find out more about Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants for Northwestern Ohio. And here's your phone number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. If you haven't written down that number already, go ahead and write it down now. 800-373-9715. Call and make an appointment to come in and have a conversation. No cost, no obligation. 800-373-9715. Hey, Rob, Tim, time to go to the request line today. We have a great question here from Kelly in Toledo. Kelly says, my father died in his late 60s, and my mother died in her early 70s, so I'm not planning to have much longevity myself. Does that mean I should start Social Security as soon as I can?
Yeah, this is Rob. Kelly, I'll take that question. I think, you know, longevity is one of the things, and life expectancy is one of the things that you do need to take into account for when you need to start taking Social Security. But I'll also tell you, it's just one of the things. There's a lot of decisions that you should make and at least be mindful of before you start taking Social Security, because that's one of those decisions similar to the pension decision some people have to make that you really can only make once. You can't undo your decision typically to take a pension or to take Social Security. So what I would advise you to do is use longevity and obviously a pretty realistic expectations. You know, some people, you know, most people think they're all going to live to be 100, and unfortunately that's not all the case. So I think your thinking is in the right place, but you probably need to think through a few other things and add a few other items to your list as far as what you need to think about when you decide to take Social Security or decide to defer it longer. So, you know, that's an important part of our money map planning process, and it's something we'd be happy to help you with. So I'd encourage you to call the 800 number, you know, get an appointment, come on in, and we can talk further about that.
Any additional thoughts on that, Tim?
Just that I wouldn't take your parents' health into consideration at all. It's about your health. I think that's a consideration. But there's so much disparity between generations and the technology that's available. It really is about just you specifically, where you're at health-wise, where you're at financially-wise. To take an early Social Security distribution, there's things that you give up in that process. And I'm not saying that it's a bad idea to do it, but you certainly want to know what you're giving up in the process. And we really just need to have the conversation.
Okay, we got another question here from Chris in Perrysburg. Chris says, I've heard that you can use life insurance to create tax-free income for yourself, but I don't understand how that can be possible. How does it work?
Yeah, I'll at least start with this one. Rob and I both do a lot of life insurance planning. We use permanent life insurance, which it could be whole life or universal life or index life. And those kind of insurance policies build up cash value. They build up an investment component. And that investment component is a tax-free buildup. And you've got the ability to take it out of that contract on a tax-free basis if you do it correctly and if it's set up correctly. And I use it a lot as a very effective planning tool. It's just one of the few true tax shelters that we have left. And it also is a way for people to save money on a long-term, secure, systematic basis that gives them some double-duty dollars. And by that I mean it provides a death benefit. It can provide a long-term care benefit if it's done right. It can be a pension supplement, and it can be a source of a long-term active savings plan for you. If you listen to the Dave Ramsey program, I get Dave Ramsey a lot. And Dave Ramsey does not believe in permanent insurance, and he's just blatantly wrong on that. He just wants to use term insurance, which is just for the time in your life when you've got a high mortgage and young kids. But I've got an awful lot of my peers whose kids are grown and their house is paid off, and they do not want to give up their insurance program. They want to start using it for their retirement, for their estate planning, for their legacy planning, for their kids and grandkids. And you really want to take a look at all those benefits as you start making that kind of decision.
Yeah. You know, the tax-free portion of, you know, permanent or cash value life insurance, like Tim said, is one of those, you know, last places left where we can still count on getting some great tax advantages and some tax shelter. So you definitely shouldn't discount, you know, cash value permanent life insurance for those sorts of things. That being said, you know, it's not for everyone necessarily, especially, you know, depending on your health. But I will tell you, it's a very powerful tool, and it's one thing we will look at. And the other thing I will say is, Chris, it sounds like you may not have some, but if anyone out there does have some, especially old policies they have laying around and they're just not sure, you know, what it means or what it's worth or what their options are, and they haven't heard from their agent in a while or their agent's out of business or what have you, you know, give us a call because we're independent. So we're licensed with 60 insurance companies, I think, or more. So if you have an old policy and you want to take a look at it and you don't have anyone to help you with that, that's a service that we do provide free, and we'd be happy to look over those old policies and kind of give you an audit on what they are and the value of those and potentially some options you might not even know about inside those.
You can get a good evaluation from Creative Financial Partners on that situation. And the number to call to make an appointment is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number. That'll put you in touch with your financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners, wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, 800-373-9715. One more quick question today from Newton, who lives in Delta. Newton says, I never worried about money when I was working, but now that I'm retired, I find myself very anxious and worried about our finances. Even though we seem to have plenty of money saved, is this anxiety common? And if so, how do you fight it?
Newton, it is incredibly common. And it's really one of the bigger problems that we have because we work so hard and so long on building up that nest egg. And then when it comes time to spend it, people don't want to spend it. And they start coming up with all kinds of excuses to stay in their comfort zone with it. And a lot of them say, oh, no, I want to save it for my kids, or I might need it for a nursing home or whatever the case may be. And I almost have got to get stern with them to say, look, you know, most of the time their kids are in pretty good shape, and we've already planned for nursing home expenses. I say, we're going to send you this money every month. You've got to find a way to spend it. Yeah, that's your job with the whole deal, because next month you're getting another check. So the anxiety is very common and it's very real. And it's part of the consulting that we do to help you get past that anxiety to make sure that you're using that cash flow productively.
You know, and a lot of times the anxiety comes because, you know, folks have done the right things. They've saved everything up that they need to. They've put money in their 401ks and other employer plans, and they've worked their, you know, however many years they needed to work, and they're retired. And now all of a sudden, you know, the anxiety comes because they knew how to get up the mountain. Everyone showed them how and told them to do the right things going up the mountain. But coming down the mountain is a whole different story, and it's something you've never had experience with before many times. And that does cause some anxiety. So, you know, we are experts in helping people get down the mountain. And by that, I mean finding a way, the most productive way and the most, you know, the safest way to start taking money out of all of these accounts, because the only thing you've been doing for 30 years, hopefully, is putting money in the accounts. And the money that comes out of the accounts, the sequence of those distributions is really important to make sure, you know, you don't run out of money and you do it right. So if you have anxiety, it's probably just because you don't have a plan on the best way to utilize and spend these assets. So that's one place that we can really help.
Well, those are good answers to some good questions that came in from our listeners today. And I want you to remember this number, 800-373-9715. I'm going to give that number a couple more times here. I know that you have some things ready for folks who might call in and make an appointment, come in for an appointment for a conversation. What do you have to offer those first-time callers?
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things that I think is really interesting to look at is Rob mentions our money map process. And at the end of that process, we actually give you a planning book. And that book encapsulates all of your financial issues with some potential solutions to what those are. And so if you're interested, come on in and we can show you what some of those books look like for people that we've actually worked with and see if that might, you know, help you let go of some of that anxiety so you can start putting a plan in place for you and actually making some progress in your own life when it comes to those type of things. I think an awful lot of people like to have something that is written down that they can be accountable to and that we can go back and check on an ongoing basis. And so for that first appointment, we'll be glad to sit down with you and we'll go through that process, the book that results from the process, and show you some of the fun technology and things that we can get you involved in to help you along the way.
Okay, folks, here's that number again, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, and come in for a conversation. There's no cost, no obligation at all, 800-373-9715, 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners serving all of northwestern Ohio. And Rob, how about you and I walk outside, get in your Land Rover, and go for a ride?
That'll work for me, but the next time it'll be the DeLorean, okay?
That sounds good to me. Hey, it's been fun being on the show with you guys today.
Yep, it's been fun, too, Ron. Thanks.
Join us again next time for the next edition of The Financial Symphony.
Securities and investment advisory services offered solely through Emeritus Investment Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Representatives of AIC do not provide tax or